I think first off, when you start, when you look at Central Arkansas, it starts with coaching. And any time a program has won 8 games, 5 out of the last 6 years, it's a good indicator that they're doing a good job of coaching. And when you look on the tape, it's verified. They're a well-coached football team. They play hard. They play with toughness. And we certainly, from our end, can expect a war on Saturday. I think when you look at their personnel, it mirrors a little bit of how we are this year. They lost a lot of guys on defense, so they're sort of starting new, starting over, similar to what we're doing. Even though we have most of the guys back, it's a new scheme. It's a, you know, kind of a new philosophy. So I think both teams probably have the same question marks going in on defense. They have their quarterback back and their runners, which is kind of the foundation of their offense. And same sort of way on our end. We have our quarterback back. We have our running backs back. And we expect good things from them. They lost 2 receivers. We lost 2 receivers. So they're going to be having some question marks at production at that position, just like we are. So I think when you look at the teams, personnel-wise, it's a good matchup because I think they have the same question marks as we do. But certainly we're going to be in for a good four-quarter battle. And I think that their success in the past, you know they're going to come in with confidence and put up a good fight. So that's kind of a rundown of their personnel and kind of our position on the game. And why don't you guys just take it from here?
Coach, when you go into a game like this, when you're facing a team with, what, 60-something scholarships versus the 80-plus, are you just expecting basically anything, everything but the kitchen sink or including the kitchen sink in a game like this from UCA?
Well, I think first game, first off, is always a venture into the unknown, and more so this year than ever, being my first year and a new team. So you're really prepared for the unknown on our end, but then on the other end, you always got to anticipate and be prepared for the unexpected. I do think that they're not really a trick gadget football team. Usually most teams who believe in sound coaching and sound football aren't. So I think they're going to do what they do, and I'm sure they'll have a few wrinkles thrown in. But anytime you open a season up, you got to be prepared for anything.
How has the process been of starting your coaching career here? How has the preseason gone as you're heading into game one?
Well, it's been a tough training camp. It's been hot, but the players have responded very well. And every time we've struggled a little bit and we've had to get on them some, they've responded. And I've been real pleased with how everything's gone up to this point. I think the real challenge is going to be during the season when times get tough. Everybody, you know, all I hear about is there's a new attitude, there's a new this, there's a new that. Well, all of a sudden you go into the season, you're down 14-0, how are we going to respond? So that's my concern. I've been pleased with everything we've done up to this point, but really the true test is going to be when it's game time. And when we're up 14, how are we going to respond? When we're down 14, how are we going to respond? And how are we going to manage the entire season?
First game, is the head coach, any butterflies, any jitters you expect?
I'm sure there will be. Friday and Saturday, but every day's an adventure. So you don't really have time to look beyond the next day. I think, you know, my biggest concern is to make sure that our team's prepared. And I'm trying to dot all the I's and cross all the T's so that our guys can go out there with confidence and they don't see anything that we hadn't prepared them for. So from that standpoint, that's something that I'm always worried about. And then certainly when it comes game time, you want to make good game day decisions for them. So, I mean, what I'll be worried about is not letting the team down, doing my part, just like everybody on the team's got to do their part. But I'm sure the jitters will come Friday night.
Could this game, the first game, make it a little easier on you that it's an actual home game for you?
I don't know. I can't answer that until game time. I think certainly being in an environment you're used to, for the most part, helps matters, but I think it's all going to be new, you know. And we've practiced and practiced and practiced, but until you get out there and do it, you can never be fully prepared for it. You know, it really hit me this weekend. We had the players, we gave them Saturday, Sunday off. And, of course, you know, you're sitting at home. I gave the coaches off on Saturday. They needed a break. And so I'm sitting there, and you open up the paper, and it says 7 days to kickoff. And you just go, God almighty, you know, you want to call everybody, let's get back to work. But that's the hardest thing is when you're not working. And as long as you're working, you don't really think about, you know, 2 days beyond.
How many times is everybody to hit somebody else besides themselves?
I think that's probably the case everywhere across the country right now. We've been hitting a lot, more so than what they're accustomed to. And hopefully, when we get game time, we'll ramp it up a notch because it is somebody else. But I'm sure every team across the country feels that way right now.
Coach, is there anybody of your mentors that you kind of talk to as a little bit closer to game week just to kind of feel them out some?
I just hadn't had a lot of time. I do talk to my father periodically, and I kind of reflected back on his comments on his first game, and he was playing Alabama, and they were the defending national champions, and it was Bear Bryant, you know, and I remember him telling everybody he really thought he was going to go in there and beat the hell out of them, and I asked him, I said, when do you get that feeling? Because right now I feel like we can't beat anybody, you know, so he says you'll get it a couple of days before, you know, and I'm sure it will, but he's been a good person to bounce things off of. And I think any time it's your first year, you're always, every day I go out there, I'm questioning whether what we're doing is the right thing. But I felt good about it. And, you know, most of the things we're doing have been tried and tested. So we'll just see how it works out come game time.
Is there anything that's been a pleasant surprise for you with this camp with these guys? Is there anything that's kind of stood out where you go, all right, this is a good thing heading into the first game?
Well, I do think we've shown a lot of improvement, especially defensively. And when you look at our scrimmages, I think we've tackled better, we've played harder, we've gotten off blocks better, we've played with a little better scheme discipline. But again, you know, I'm not ready to jump the gun until we go out there and play. I feel like we've made improvements across the board. So from that standpoint, I'm pleased about it. I'm very pleased about the players' attitude and buying in, because it has been tough. And we've pushed them to do some things that they have never done and hadn't been accustomed to doing it, and they keep coming back for more. So I would say those two areas probably are what I'm most pleased about.
What's the update on Josh and Shane, Coach?
Josh is back. Josh had some migraine headaches, and we were just covering all bases to make sure everything was okay, but he's fine. Shane Womack, still his knee's bothering him. Most likely we'll be out this game along with Brandon Jackson and David Accardo, who are both nursing knees as well. And you know, y'all know about Accardo and Brandon. Brandon had a non-contact kind of a sprain, and you know, he's had problems since I've been here. He didn't go through spring. And we'd like to get him back, but he hadn't shown that he's able to do that just yet.
How do you feel like the team's focus is going into this first game week with you? I mean, they're not looking too far ahead down the road to the wire, are they?
I can't imagine why they would be. You know, how many did we win last year? Two, three. So, you know, it's like I told them in the meeting today. Every week is a season. And that's how you have to approach it. And you have to just literally devour every day of game week and pour it all out there on Saturday as if it's the end of the world coming. You know, every week's a season. And then after the first game, then we'll move on to the next game. But I've never really been one to put too much emphasis on one game and overlook one game. I think this is the game. Let's go play it. Let's see what happens. Then after this game, we'll go from there.
Coach, you mentioned that UCA is going to do what they do best, that kind of thing. What kind of offense do you expect them to
throw at you, and what kind of challenges do you think they can do? Well, they have a good quarterback who's won a lot of games. And anytime you have a good game manager, it probably gives the play caller a lot of confidence to do things. And certainly they're going to start with their run game, and they have a very good play-action pass game. I think they're probably searching for their playmakers at wide out like we are. But I think the key for us is to get them in some long yardage situations and force them to drop back and throw the ball.
Coach,
because I think what they do best is they run it and they play action. And they use the tight ends and they use multiple formations. So it's important for us to be sound in what we do defensively and be able to adjust to all the formations.
Any freshmen you expect to contribute on Saturday?
Well, I think there's a number of freshmen who can contribute throughout the course of the season. you know, on offense, I think you got to, you hadn't gotten our policy about cell phones yet, have you? Buddy, you hadn't passed that word along?
But,
huh? I mean, one time's okay, but I'm just kidding, guys. We can. We were talking about freshmen, right? On offense, I think it starts with Joe Anderson. He's really proven an ability to help us this year. And Phillip Livis. Phillip has some playmaking ability, but he's been struggling a little bit with his knee. He's okay, but it just hadn't gotten a lot of the work. I think Jared Miles up front at some point in the season will play. And those three guys on offense really have shown the best ability and maturity right now to step in and play. On defense, there's a number of guys on defense that might could help us up front. Mason Hitt and Matt Brohaw have done a good job, and we're going to play a lot of defensive linemen up front and roll them to keep them fresh. I think Dominique Faust at linebacker can help us, and we have some real good secondary guys that I think have a bright future here, starting with Tank Calais, Josh Victorian at corner, Lynn Wood at safety, who was here this spring. So I think there's a number of freshmen who can help. You know, how much they contribute and how much they help us, I don't know. Time will tell. But they do have the ability to have a good future here at Tech.
We're comfortable with the punt return. You've been mentioning that.
Well, we're still, that's work in progress, finding a returner. You know, there's two things to punt returns. There's possession of the football, which is most important, but then you want to have a guy who can make something happen back there. You know, I remember these stories growing up. You know, Dad used to like the guy that can go catch the ball and get about 2 yards per return. And I used to always, why don't you put that other guy back there? Because every time he touches it, he scores a touchdown. But the problem is he dropped 2 out of 3, you know, so he scored 1 and give up 2. And we have some freshmen who I think are going to have some good ability back there, Joe and Phillip. Very good return ability, but until we feel confident that they can possess the ball first, I think we'll hold out on putting them out there. But, you know, at some point, you got to throw them out there. I mean, that's how we found Skylar Green at LSU. Chiron Carey was the returner going into the season. He was a good returner. He didn't have that pull-away speed. So he wasn't perfect, and then we were beating Arizona by about 40 points, and we threw Skyler back there, and he takes one to the house. Well, he was our returner. From then on, he led the nation. You know, so sometimes you find it out by accident. You just have to have the courage to put him back there. So if y'all see it, just bear with me.
There's so much on your plate. You're so busy. In your first fall, when did you start transitioning the focus specifically to Central Arkansas?
We started on Friday. We broke camp. We had our last mock scrimmage Wednesday. Thursday, we spent most of the day game planning, and then we scout and report and practice on Friday. So we got a good day or two ahead of them. And then we're a little bit ahead this week, so we'll tone it down later in the week so we're fresh on Saturday. You know, I think you can get you can work too much on a team too, to where you get tired. And you see it a lot in bowl games. You prepare so long for one team that it just you kind of get bored. So sometimes there needs to be a little bit of you're tuned in a little bit better when you're nervous and you feel like you don't have it all yet. You know, kind of like you're cramming for a test. So we try not to get on guys too early, but I think you do need to take advantage of the open date.
I have time for one more question. Coach, you mentioned you talked to your dad. He's going to be here this weekend to talk about what that might be like and knowing he can be in the stands and
Well, I'm going to make sure guys run on and off the field, and I'm going to make sure the pregame looks right. You know, I'll be more worried about the things we do unrelated to the plays. Make sure our meeting rooms look clean, you know, those kind of things. But, no, it is exciting. I'm glad he's able to come. And but I don't think I'm going to be thinking of that, you know, once the game starts. I know I won't be. I mean, I never did as a player, and I never have as a coach. You just get so consumed in the game and what your responsibility is to the team. And I'm sure after the game, you know, he'll have a number of things he wants to talk about, and so we can talk about it then.
What if he text messages during the game?
He don't know what a text message is, first off. And I won't have my cell phone out there, so we don't have to worry about that.
All right, thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you, guys. Who do y'all have next, Zach?